News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, we're going to start moving through the Triple Dipper DC watch in a little more detail, heading to the press conference now. Hey, Kelsey, grab the mic for me. I got a question on the board for you right there. My Twitter account obviously is frozen since I said that earlier in the show, and I know that clip is from Twitter. Is that the one on the first question of the press conference? Can you tell? I think it is. That one that I sent you.
Say it again. Kelsey, say it one more time.
Yeah, the clip three. And just clarify for me. Clip three, since I can't see Twitter right now, I'm pretty sure it's where I found that one yesterday afternoon. Is that the one that has the first question of the day for President Biden? I believe it is. Like a minute long.
Yes, it is.
Aha! All right, this is what we're going to do then. Clip three is going to be playing here in 1 second. But listen, here's the deal. The Biden press conference, depends on who you are, but by and large, even liberals were rather tepid in their response. Now, some were like, wow, he treated us so nice. Not if that's a standard, okay. But the basically liberals were okay with it. Some liked it. Republicans, you can imagine, did not like it. They gave him an F. Independents, though, polled horribly for Biden. Independents. So basically Republicans and independents thought it was an awful press conference and he did not do well. But here's the way it started. Go ahead, clip three.
The days of this country are still ahead of us, not behind us. Now, I'm happy to take questions. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know some of my colleagues will get into some specific issues, but I wanted to zoom out on your first year in office. Inflation is up. Your signature domestic legislation is stalled in Congress. In a few hours from now, the Senate, an effort in the Senate to deal with voting rights and voting reform legislation is going to fail. COVID-19 is still taking the lives of 1,500 Americans every day. And the nation's divisions are just as raw as they were a year ago. Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office? And how do you plan to course correct going forward?
Why are you such an optimist? Look, I didn't overpromise. And what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen. The fact of the matter is that we're in a situation where we have made...
You can stop it. You can stop it. You can stop it. That's a heck of a first question, by the way. Don't you think, Kelsey? I mean, what? Grab the mic there, man. What do you? Was that a question or was that a question?
That was a heck of a question that he obviously did not know how to answer because he had no response to it.
I can't help but wonder. I mean, it felt there are aspects of the first hour that felt scripted, but were they trying to get stuff out of the way? If that's the case, I don't know. But yeah, that I agree with you. That was a heck of a question. So yeah, if you heard it, the question was basically everything's wrong. What are you going to do? And to which one of the very first moments there that everybody in the world is looking at it going, what did he say? The response was, I don't think I overpromised. If anything, I think I overperformed or outperformed. He said outperformed. Outperformed? You came in saying you were going to be the golden child. You were going to be the next version of John Kennedy. You were the Messiah that was going to be, you know, basically coming down in beams of light, and you're going to end COVID. You're going to put, you know, peace back at place. You know, you made comments like the adults are back in the room, and just on and on and on. And yet the recitation of the question came from a liberal member of the press. And folks, it went like that for 2 hours. 2 hours of questions, some of which were a little bit softball and some of which were like, I mean, he even got questioned on people believe that your mental health is not good. How do you feel about that? Wow. All right. So a 2 hour press conference. And again, props to a guy. I don't care how old you are, standing there for 2 hours taking questions is exhausting, but he did it. He did it. Didn't always do well, but he did it. And I'm pretty sure there were moments when his press corps was like, oh, God, please, just leave the podium. Nonetheless. All right, we'll be back in a minute with my friend Cameron Smith. He spent a lot of time in D.C., so we're going to just kind of bounce some things off of him and see what he thought of yesterday's press conference, get his views on it, and then move through the triple for the day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.